As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
I was joking just a little bit ago. That smells like turkey and stuffing. And 2 weeks from today, my goodness, what are your plans?
Can you believe it?
No, I can't. But once you hit Halloween, I was talking about that last week. Mm-hmm. I said Halloween's going to hit, and then we just immediately turn the calendar to November. You know, we get Thanksgiving, we get 4 or 5 days, sometimes even a little bit more than that. But once Halloween hits, it's bam, it's November. Then bam, we were into basketballs getting started. We got North-South football, and we got elections. And then all of a sudden, we're going to wake up, and we're going to have turkey on our plate. And that's pretty much what we're doing.
Exactly. It seems like it goes faster and faster. Just like you said, right after Halloween, and then boom, it's going to be 2023. But we're looking forward to we're going to have a really small gathering in my family. Some people are going out of town, and our son is out in LA and not able to come out. So just going to be a few of us, but trust me, we will be eating the turkey, the pies, the whole nine yards.
I can smell it. I can absolutely. It's like a smelly sticker. It's great. This is awesome.
The Neville potatoes. You know, you got to have every type of potatoes known to mankind.
Fry them,
so
butter them,
the best.
Smash them, eat them all up. Okay, so we know that we're going to eat well. We always eat well. What is your schedule that week? So if people are, we know the MCCSC is off all week and RBB is off Wednesday through Friday. So if anybody's thinking about, getting a little bit ahead or anything, what is your schedule like the week of the 21st?
Okay, so those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're open as usual. Classes are on as scheduled, even on Wednesday through the evening classes. So that's until 9 p.m. on Wednesday. But we will be closed on Thursday, Friday, and then the rest of that weekend. Of course, we're usually open on Saturday, but not that Saturday. So we will close after 9 p.m. on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and then we'll be right back at it first thing in the morning on Monday morning.
So if anybody has, some folks and high schoolers are going to have some free time there on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, since they won't be, at least at MCCSC. You guys will be there to help answer any questions or figure out anything. Well, there's a Tuesday in there, and that means Tuesdays at the Tech are probably going on, even though it's a holiday week. Boy, how busy are you guys? Super busy.
That's right. Never too busy to meet with students and to help them, guide them, and families too, give them a tour of our campus. But, you just said, at Tuesdays at the Tech, it's something that we're doing every Tuesday of every single month. And people can come on in. You just can walk into the building between 3 and 5 and just come in and meet with our staff, admissions counselors, talk about resources if you want to take a tour of the building. You know, some people have it just surprises me so much that some people just have never come into our building. And if they do, and they will be just completely blown away about our classrooms are amazing. Our labs are top notch. You know, you walk down the culinary lab area, or biotechnology, or radiation therapy, state of the art labs for people to earn short-term certificates or degrees to transfer to IU or wherever. So Tuesdays at the Tech, every single Tuesday, come on out. Or if you just want a campus visit, call us. We'll make it happen. And that was a great plug. If you're in high school, come on out, and you're not doing anything that week of Thanksgiving because you have the time off. Come on out and check us out and see how you might belong on our campus at Ivy Tech on the west side.
Yeah, and anybody looking to get involved in education moving forward, we know that you're in the middle of 8 weeks now, but the spring semester is going to start in January. You're right. It's Thanksgiving. Next thing you know, we're all Christmas shopping, and then you have the holiday, then Happy New Year. Then all of a sudden, it's going to be January 17th, and we're going to be, school starts again.
That's right. So we start Tuesday, January 17th. That's after the Martin Luther King holiday. So we'll start then. And you can take a class in a traditional format. So 16 weeks, it'll go from January to May. Or if you want to take, we have lots and lots, of course, 8 week classes that are available. And that will go from January to March. And then we have a spring break. And then you start up again in the end of March. And you go till May for the second 8 week semester. So you know, we've just got all different kinds of short-term, long-term, you know, online, hybrid type classes. So all kinds of modalities and time periods to fit anybody's schedule. So, you know, if you can come on out or give us a call and you want to talk to somebody, we're more than happy to go over all of that with anybody. You know, we're going to fit your schedule. You know, we're here to offer courses and things like that and time for you to meet with people on our campus that's based on time when you're available. So come on out to Ivy Tech or give us a call at 812-330-6013.
That voice you hear is my great friend and the chancellor at Ivy Tech, Jenny Vaughn. She checks in with us on Thursdays. There's one Thursday that you're not going to check in with us. That's the 24th. We'll be too busy eating pie and other fun things like that. And Jenny, we talk about all the barriers that are trying to be removed, whether it's in-person mm-hmm. class or it's Zoom or it's this 8 weeks as opposed to 16 weeks, or it's a year ASAP as fast as you can go, or 8 weeks whenever you can fit it in. The spring semester is still going to be covered by free textbooks, correct? I don't want to bait and switch anybody here, but free textbooks are free textbooks, and we joke about it every time because it's true.
It's true, and they will be free all of next semester, whether you take an 8-week class, a class online, you want to take a class that's all semester. Our textbooks for the entire next academic full end of the year, so from January till March, I'm sorry, January to May, our spring semester, all textbooks will be free. And we're really working as a college to see if we can extend that beyond this next year. But, you know, it's a way to save money. Come on in. You know, you can also get your tuition paid for in a variety of different ways through next level jobs. We're going to help you figure all of that out. Let's first see what you want to take. Then we're going to talk about how we can help you pay for your classes. And then your books are free.
Free. Wait a second. I'm looking at a note here, and you're trying to tell me that you're welding in Martinsville. Number one, I didn't even know you had anything going on in Martinsville, let alone fire and the shield and or whatever else goes on with that. When did this start, and who can get involved?
So we're so excited about this partnership. So we have a 8-county service area, and it recently, over the last 2 years, just before COVID, we took on all of Morgan County. We always had Martinsville, so it was just kind of the way the college kind of says this campus is going to support these areas, and it never made sense that we didn't have the whole county. And so we actually now offer courses in Martinsville starting in the spring, and starting in the fall of 23 we'll offer courses in Mooresville. But I'm so excited, this is the first time we've been able to do this. It's a partnership with the Martinsville High School, and we will run our first class there at the high school in the evening. It's a Tuesday evening from 5 to 9, and it's the intro to a welding course. And that is a great course to get started to complete a welding certificate if somebody's interested in that. There are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of jobs, high-paying jobs in the field of welding. So if you're interested in that, we are, like I said, starting it in the Martinsville High School, starting in January. So the first class will be January 17th. It's one day a week. And then in the fall of 23, we have already begun talking with the Mooresville High School. We are also going to be offering welding. Welding is huge in that community, the jobs in that community. So we're going to offer those courses there, as well as probably some health sciences classes. So there's more on that we can talk about in the future. But Martinsville partnership is on its way, starts in January.
Fantastic. Light it up, and let's get it ready to go with the chancellor, Jenny Vaughn. And speaking of January, every year, Ivy Tech and the business and accounting folks have the VITA tax program. And we know tax season, well, I don't know when it officially, it feels like taxes are always looming somewhere. Today, by the way, your property taxes are due, so that's a great tie-in we have for you. So make sure if they're not escrowed, you take care of that. You have about, 90 minutes to get that done. but taxes, this program gives your students real-world opportunity to help people, certain people, fill out their tax returns and get those going. And you guys have racked up millions millions of dollars in refunds here since this program has begun. What do we need to do for 2023 to get ready?
Well, we're super excited once again. I mean, I think we're probably in at least our 20th year of offering VITA, which is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program on our campus. You know, if from all the information, you really want to contact our person who runs the program, the VITA program, and that's Tina Sherrard. And her number, her phone number is 812-330-6273. And we're, the VITA program really is there is to help prepare tax returns for low-income individuals in the community. And we'll start that in January. We'll want people to make appointments to come on out and get those things done. We'll have date appointments during the day, in the evening, and on the weekends. You're going to want to bring all of your tax-related documentation, including your ID and any W-2s or other tax-type documents that you have. But you know what we're also looking for, beyond our students that will also help. So our students in our accounting program will help individuals in our community prepare those basic tax returns. They've been trained by our faculty who are trained in completing those tax returns. But we're also looking for people in the community, a volunteer who might want to help alongside our students. But it's great to have our students, you know, helping in this way, you know, using what they learned in the classroom in real life to help individuals in our community. And we've been very proud of our VITA program throughout the years. And that will start here in late January, early February with appointments throughout, you know, April. So if you're willing to help us out, give us a call and we can help you in different ways.
Yeah, not a lot of heavy lifting there. More mind over matter, but a great service provided to the community. Now, this is exciting. Your students looking to pursue a degree in psychology, there's a new honor society. Well, that's fantastic. Tell me who can get involved with that and what's it called? It's all Greek to me.
It's all Greek to me. You know, we have so many students that walk in our door that want to transfer to Indiana University. And one of the biggest, probably the biggest degree that they want to pursue is psychology.
Really?
And so it's really, really, it's just awesome. And, you know, we have phenomenal faculty in the psychology department. And one of our faculty members, Dr. Lisa Connolly, went in and applied for our campus to be able to host a Psi Beta on National Honor Society in Psychology, which was founded, I guess, in 1981. And so we were able to create our own chapter on our campus. And just on Tuesday, it was really pretty awesome. Her first group of students, 13 students, applied for the program. So they had to be already enrolled in the program. They had to already have earned a 3.25 GPA and also have 12 credits, which is about a semester's worth of classes. So that's pretty much a B average or better in any of their psychology classes and overall GPA. And they need to also share that, you know, what kind of community service they've done, what kind of community presence they have had in their local community. So that's in order to join. And then together, the group, they will continue to do community service projects together. They'll do field trips and they'll do some professional different development for the entire group. But I was really pleased to see this really wonderful group of students who all want to transfer to Indiana University to their psychology program. But, you know, our faculty, Dr. Brad Thurman, Dr. Lisa Connolly, and Chris Green are the advisors for the program. They really spearheaded it all. And it was just wonderful to have that induction on our campus. And it's the inaugural induction for Psi Beta, the National Honor Society in Psychology. So pretty exciting.
Well, it's good to know that you're not passionate about what you do for a living. That's always good.
Yeah.
That's why we love having you on. You get me fired up. I didn't even know you had a psychology program, and now you've got an honors part to it. Well, yeah, that's what you keep it fresh. Every week it's something new. Yeah. That I was like, you're welding in Martinsville. You have a psychology honors program. Well, everybody that thinks that whatever their perceptions of community college is, are, or were. Well, that's why we have you guys on every week. You dispel and debunk the myths and show what a great partner you are with the business community and the education community. It's fun. And if people just want to go out and goof around out there, well, you can do that as well. And I mean that in a non-flippant way. If you just want to be a part of the gang, you don't have to take classes in the academic sense. You can just improve right. your life.
That's right. You know, we have our Center for Lifelong Learning, where we offer all kinds of personal enrichment type classes, from cooking. I mean, I'll make you hungry again. We have a Middle Eastern cuisine course.
Oh,
we have
I love
a
that
cast
food.
Iron skillet cooking class. Just all kinds of great things. They're actually doing a 2-day workshop on Christmas stolen and mincemeat. So I don't really know what stolen is. I know what mincemeat is.
Yeah.
But, anyway, should be a great class. Of course, our chef, Stacey Strand, runs all that. You know, and when I talk about the welding, or I talk about Psi Beta or Center for Lifelong Learning, this is a group of individuals on our campus that do all this work, and they want to do all these things for our community, not just for our academic students, but people in our community. Come out and take an art class. Come out and take a mosaic class. We even have a class glass on glass on
what?
Glass.
Huh?
So I'm just saying, I don't know if it was named for you or what, but... Super excited about that. Just give us a call and we can share any information. The best thing to do is to come out and visit us, you know, but make that phone call. We'll set an appointment for you, 812-330-6013. And we'd love to show what we do for our community and partners in our towns.
The glass for class, the glass is half full as always for that class. So don't expect anything less when we get out there. All right, next week we will wind it down. We will get ready for the holiday, exchange our favorite pie recipes, and all the other great things that are happening at Ivy Tech. Next week when you come back, your winter wardrobe will have had at least about 6 days, five days of you. Well, I just want you to be prepared, because what I don't want any strife when you come on next Thursday saying, hey, you didn't tell me that. Oh, no. It's going to be cold. It starts on Saturday. And
yep.
Go outside today. It's 73 right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
75
like,
yesterday.
What a beautiful fall.
Yeah.
We've had such a beautiful fall. I am not ready. I'm an Arizona girl. I do not appreciate cold weather, but I've got my stuff out and ready to go, and I'll be cranky for the next couple
well,
months.
Just,
but that's okay.
Like I told my buddy, it's just a fashion change. That's all it is. It's not like any of us hang outside all day, and you know, we're not cutting down trees and splitting logs and getting ready, or you know, killing our dinner. We walk from the parking lot to the building. Let's be fair. It's not that cold.
Exactly.
It's not going to be that cold.
Exactly.
I love
like
it.
Like summertime, you know, when I
right.
growing up in Arizona, we stayed inside, or you were in the pool.
That's
so
it.
It's just a little different.
That's where the air conditioning is. That's why do they rob that's banks? That's where they keep the money. That's exactly right. Thank you. You're the best.
Awesome. Have a great weekend. Congratulations to Hoosiers. Hope they win all weekend long.